Well, great day, everybody. This is Sharon Starrs, Pearland, Texas. Welcome to the Master's Call. And oh my, if you missed praise and worship, you missed a treat. We were just ushered just straight flat in to the throne room of the Father with my hallelujah belongs to you. And then hallelujah, she said, we surrender all to him. Hallelujah. And I hope you agree on this morning with that commitment. Let's go to the Father in prayer. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Father, this morning for being who you are, Father, for being a loving Father, for being one we can depend on at all times, for being one who is in California, in Florida, in New Jersey, in Texas, hallelujah, in North Carolina, in Mississippi, all at the same time, hallelujah, and that you are not too busy, hallelujah, to come to our rescue wherever we are. Hallelujah, that's why our hallelujahs belong to you. That's why all the glory belongs to you. That's why we surrender all to you, because there's no one who has the power. You have nobody else who's omniscient like you. There's no one who's omnipotent like you, Father. Oh, we give you glory. We give you praise today. Father, I pray for everyone that's on this call. Father, bless them where they need blessing. Father, heal them where they need healing. Father, body and soul and mind. Father God, we lift up the speaker on today. Father, let her give a mighty word. Use her mightily, Father. Let us hear what she has to say, Father, and let us be doers and not hearers of your word. Father, we give you glory. We give you praise. We thank you for this, the Master's Call. We thank you for Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa. We thank you for the De Leon family who started Artist Life. Father, we give you praise. We give you glory. In Jesus' name, we pray. Hallelujah and amen. I'm going to turn this call over to the great host of today. Host, are you there?
Can you hear me, Minister Sharon?
I can hear you loud and clear, great woman of God. Take it away.
Glory to God, glory to God. Good morning to you once again. And thank you so much for seating and greeting everyone, Minister Sharon. You're truly a blessing to the masses, and we just give God glory for this wonderful day. All of the glory belongs to our God. Good morning, TMC family. This is Brenda Terrell. I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, and I am so excited that God has given us another day, another opportunity to honor and glorify his holy and righteous name. Let me share a little bit about this wonderful call that we have here every Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Central, 8 a.m. Eastern, and then, of course, 5 a.m. out on the West Coast with our minister, Songbird. Glory to God. It started back in October 2010. With our great co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and we're so thankful that they said yes to the Master. And here they stood on the Word of God. It is Psalm 88:13, where it says, but to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Now, mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Now, we do have a website. It is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. And then you'll notice that all the messages have been archived there along with the bios of our speakers. I'm telling you, there's a buffet of word there. You could go any time of the day and get a word from the Lord. That's wonderful. That is absolutely wonderful. Now, we have a theme. It is in 2019, God's hand of justice, integrity, and truth in me, individually and corporately, will clearly be seen. Now, many of you said, yes, I definitely want to be a servant. I want to serve the Lord in this capacity of being a part of this ministry, and you can do so by sending us information that you could be a greeter, as Minister Sharon did so graciously, and you could be a host, which is what I'm doing, and then you may even have a word that you want to share with us all, and listen, we definitely want to hear it. So send your information to info@themasterscall.net. You can also send your prayer requests as well as your praise reports to info@themasterscall.net. Now, what brought us all together is this great, great, great health and wellness company that I'm telling you that's around the world, and we're so thankful that God had ordained this company. It's been here over 30 years, and it started with Antonio Diaz de Leon, and we're so thankful to him that he said yes to the master by opening up this company, Artist International. We're now Artist Life, where we definitely have wonderful health and wellness products. Get with the person that invited you to this call. They'll be more than happy to share with you. Now, we always have a call called the New Morning Motivational Call that's held every Monday through Friday right after this call, telling you more about the products and telling you more of what these products are doing for people. And we always start the week off with Inspirational Monday. And so with Inspirational Monday being today, we have our wonderful minister, Jackie Henderson, our Silver Fox, that will be ministering today. You want to go to that call because I know it's going to be a blessing. That number is 712-770-4005. Again, that's 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND. Well, listen, this is our new week. And here we are on the 16th, believe it or not, the 16th of September, and we are so thankful to God that we have one of our best here on the Master's Call that's going to give us a word this morning. And, of course, she definitely doesn't need an introduction, but I'm just going to share a few things with you about this wonderful, wonderful woman of God. She is definitely one of our co-founders who is a native of Monticello, Mississippi, a woman of God who has served in the capacity of an Army chaplain. She has been in the service working around the world, around the country, and we're so thankful to God that she is vibrant everywhere she goes. She has a smile that reaches from the Pacific to the Atlantic. She is a woman of God who serves with the love of God in her heart. And when she speaks, everybody has to turn around and hear, where does that voice come from? She is a woman of God that loves her children, her grandchildren, and her TMC family. A woman who serves to say, Lord, use me to your glory. I'm introducing to some, presenting to others, one of our wonderful co-founders here on the Master's Call, that is Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, and who lives in Asheville, Tennessee, North Carolina, and we're so thankful that she is serving this morning. Dr. P.K., are you there?
Can you hear me, Minister Brenda?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear. God bless you. Take it away.
You are my Mississippi queen wherever you go. God bless you. Thank you so much for a wonderful introduction this morning. Good morning, my TMC family. To God be the glory for the great things that he's doing in our lives. I'm telling you, I'm excited this morning from the top of my head down to the tip of my sanctified toes, ready to shout, except I'm sitting here in this hotel business office, and I said, I don't want these folk to think that something is wrong, and they call Grady Memorial Hospital. So I'm going to be rather quiet this morning, and I'm going to give you a rather calm message if the Lord will just allow me, and I believe that he will. You all, I do want to pause to thank God this morning for our I just don't know what to call that Tiffany Lauderdale out there on that West Coast, getting up, as everybody has said, so early. But getting up is one thing, but to be faithful over all of these years, I think it would be about 8 for her. We started 9 years ago, and she came on a little later than us. She didn't get on with Dr. V and I, but I'm here to tell you she has been faithful. She has not been in and out, and God rewards faithfulness, Tiffany. I'm telling you, God has something for you, girl. I'm going to stick close so that I can just get the drippings of the rain that is going to come to you from God for your faithfulness, for what you are doing and have done for this call, and the way you usher us into the presence of God. You can sing for me any day now. Yes, you can. And matter of fact, I may let you do just a little bit of that before I begin this sermon, because believe it or not, I am going to preach on surrendering this morning. Yes, yes, yes. So get ready just to bring us just a little bit of it before I start. But let me finish acknowledging Minister Sharon. It's like you've been on here all along, and you were one talking about you didn't know whether you could do this. Look at God. But I got a prophetic call on my life this morning. I'm promising you I do. This is my second call, and I've been prophesying ever since I got up. But I tell you, Minister Sharon, the place that God has for you is just off the chain bad. And I come against the fear that will prevent you from getting all that God has for you. I decree and declare that you will walk by faith and not by your feelings and by what you think. Hallelujah. But bless the name of God. Jesus, you are walking by his faith in hearing and knowing his voice. And I'm telling you, God has something supernatural in store for you. That's why the devil tried to kill you, but he's a liar. The Lord said you shall live and not die, to proclaim the word of God this morning. I'm feeling good down in my sanctified soul. Yes, I am. And I thank God for my sister, my own. Yes, it's as if God has just anointed and knitted us at the hearts, and I thank God that she's about the only one right now living who can give me a little spanking other than Mother Josie. Now, Mother Josie, you know, she just spanked me up with her, but sit down, girl, don't you move, and I mean lay down, too, and get some rest. And this one, she does a little bit more. She'll lay holy hands, and I just thank God for her. Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, without her, you better know that she's the one who has said, we're going to stick and stay, and you're going to stick and stay too. So get yourself on up here and come on and preach and do whatever you need to do so we can make this thing happen. And I do give God glory for her today, that she does have a way of pushing people out of the nest even when they don't think that they can fly. She can see the strength of God underneath their wings even when they can't. And for that, I am so grateful. And so with that being said, TMC family, I'm going to call Minister Tiffany back to the front as let me go on and give the word today. The word is coming from Luke 19, 1 through 10. And the reason this word is so significant today, I pray to God that Linda Kidd is on this phone. Linda, you just stood up in my spirit. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. I can see your big eyes and your beautiful glasses. And God says, don't you worry. He has you. He is rocking you steady. Yes, this is your season and your time. And what is getting ready to happen for you, you didn't even ask for. You didn't even know that you needed. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. I thank you this morning, God, for your presence. I thank you for your anointing, God. Hallelujah. Glory. Bless the name of Jesus. Help me, Lord. You know where I'm located now. I'm here in this hotel. Glory to God. Come on. Come on. Come on. But Linda, I see you, girl. I see you blessing so many people. I see you. I see you. I see you in a new place in God. Yes, I do. And I give God the glory for it because you are worthy and you have paid your dues. But God said, remember that you cannot beat him given. Bless the name of Jesus, and I thank God for that. All right, Sister Tiffany, are you ready? Luke 19, 1 through 10 says, I, Jesus, entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He was wealthy, you all. Listen, he wanted to see who Jesus was, but being a short man, he could not because of the crowd. So what did he do? He didn't say, I guess I just sit here and wait and wonder. He climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him since Jesus was coming his way. Thank you, Jesus. And when Jesus reached the spot, he stopped and looked up. I wonder how did he know he was up there. Oh, no, I don't have to wonder about it because God has already told me. God told Jesus, look up. Zacchaeus is up in that tree. And he said, Zacchaeus, come down immediately. And look what Jesus does. He invites himself to Zacchaeus' house. I must stay at your house today. So Zacchaeus came down at once and welcomed Jesus gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, he has gone to be the guest of a sinner? But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor. And if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount. And Jesus said to him, today salvation has come to this house because this man, too, is a son of Abraham. Father Abraham had many sons. Many sons had not Father Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost. My subject today is, I surrender. I surrender all. You're on, Minister Tiffany.
I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all to Jesus. I surrender all to him. I freely give.
Yes, yes.
I will ever love and trust him. Just you know my Savior lives. I surrender all. Hallelujah. I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all.
Jesus, bless the name of God. I surrender all to Jesus. I surrender. As we are coming out of our quarterly fast, many of us will say that we know much about surrendering to temptation. Surrendering ourselves to temptation, we know something about giving up our lives for our selfish monetary pleasures. Most of us can say something about surrendering to our appetites, surrendering our health for our appetites, surrendering our fortunes for our monetary shopping sprees, surrendering ourselves for the approval of our peers, surrendering our relationships to live selfish lives. We surrender our sanity for insanity sometimes. Lord, I surrender all. But I believe Zacchaeus in our scripture today was a man who knew something about surrendering in a different fashion. And we are going to talk just a little bit about that. God bless you, Minister Tiffany, for bringing us and ushering us and pushing us and pulling us out of our beds, giving us to surrender the bedclothes for getting up and surrounding ourselves with the praise of God and wrapping ourselves up in the praises of God, getting ready and preparing ourselves to go out for the day. God has blessed you to do that for his people. I pray that you never take that for granted. I surrender all. What is it that you surrender this morning to God? As we look at Zacchaeus this morning, he was a chief tax collector for the Roman government. He was equal to our chief of internal revenue service. A tax collector under the Roman tax collecting system gained his income by extorting more money from the people when he went to get his taxes than they truly owed. A man, you all, that is why this man was considered to be a wealthy man and a man who was also seen as a sinner in the eyes of those who looked up on him. Bless the name of Jesus. Let me just give this little story, being that some of you have already prepared to go to Mexico. A man on vacation was strolling along outside his hotel in Acapulco, enjoying the sunny Mexican weather. He heard the screams of a woman kneeling in front of a child, and the man knew enough Spanish to determine that this boy was choking on it. And so he ran over, and he seized the little boy, and he shook him by the heels, and the quarter, an American quarter, dropped out on the sidewalk from the baby's throat. "Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you. Gracias, gracias," cried the woman. "You seem to know exactly how to get that coin out of him. Are you a doctor?" He said, "No, ma'am, I'm not. I'm a United States Internal Revenue Serviceman." Yes, they know how to get the dollar out of you. This is how Zacchaeus lived. He knew how to get the dollar. You all, the soul hungers for the real thing. Number one, Zacchaeus was hungering for the real thing. Many of us who went on the fast can say that we were hungering and thirsting after righteousness. You all, I wished I could preach this thing like I feel this morning. Zacchaeus had reached the peak of the corporate ladder, and it is evident that he still was not satisfied. The one thing that showed us that he was not satisfied was he was curious enough to climb up that tree. Yes, he was. And even though the system that he worked had worked well for him, he still seemed to be searching for something better. So as he was climbing up the tree, he was thinking, "Let me look on this Jesus that everybody is talking about. Let me see what it is that they see in him that might give me just a little more of something else." That something else was the void in his life. The void. He knew that if Jesus was who he had claimed to be, it would cost him something. He just didn't know what the cost was going to be. But I believe that he was willing to give it up. Whatever it was, he had such a hunger and thirst. He had a soul hunger for the real thing. On yesterday, I had an opportunity to go and visit Ebenezer Baptist Church, the home where Martin Luther King Sr. and Jr. pastored, and now where the Reverend Donald Warnock is the pastor. My friend, who is also a chaplain, he and I came into the military together. Mr. Reverend Carl Young is also one of the associate pastors there. And getting walking up on those grounds, absolutely gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous. As I was sitting there in that sanctuary, worshiping and thanking God, just a marvelous experience, you all. Favor, 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 favor.
Man,
has followed me. Oh my God, is it time? Oh God, God, please don't tell me it's time. I haven't even done one point, Vanessa. Please, this is my first point. Listen, you all, when you have a hunger and thirsting for God, and you say, I surrender all to God, you all, the evidence of that surrender will show. The evidence of the King's family of surrendering all to God is here for us to be enjoying today. Let me close today. Lord, I surrender all to you. I'm going to have to come back to this. Oh, I just got to come back to it, because the soul hungers for the real thing. Hungers for the real thing. That's my first point. With that being said, I'm going to have to just stop. I can't even do a conclusion statement. Come on, Minister Brenda, and take this thing. Lord, have mercy.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Guess what? I was all involved and ready for some more, too. I'm telling you, God is awesome. And I know this is what happens when we come out of a fast and believe God for what he's doing, who he is all by himself. Thank you so much, Dr. PK. We're expecting even the more to come forth this week. Sometimes we believe in God for it. Let's go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests. Father, we thank you for all that you're doing. We thank you, oh God, for just being God all by yourself. We thank you, Lord, for the spirit of truth ruling and reigning on this call. We thank you, Father, that our hearts are filled with your glory, are filled with your love, are filled with your joy. We thank you, oh God, that we are coming together and believing and trusting that you are healing those that are going through trying times with their health. We're believing and trusting, oh God, that you are comforting those that are going through trying times with bereavement. We're believing and trusting you, oh God, that you are just healing the hearts of many that are going through some trying times just in their lives. And Father, we're standing on your word when you told us in Psalms 9 that those who know your name will put their trust in you. For you, Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. We thank you for all that you're doing this day and the days to come. In Jesus' name, we say hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC family, share this call with somebody and say, you got to get on every day to hear what God's going to say next. That replay number is 712-432-1085. 712-432-1085. The pin is the same, 957-677-POUND. And again, the new morning motivational call is coming up next, 712-770-4005. The pin is 294-617-POUND with our very own Silver Fox, Minister Jackie Henderson, speaking, and our very own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon is hosting. And thank you so much for joining us. Thank you again for Minister Tiffany for all that you do, bringing us before the presence of the Lord, and Minister Sharon for your seating and greeting. And again, Dr. PK, would you come, please come back with the benediction as we listen forward to what God is doing and placing in you.
Wow, wow, wow. Thank you so much. Thank all of you. May the grace of God rest, rule, and abide over each of our lives as we go forth living a super fantastic night life to his glory. God bless you. Go out and have a super fantastic day, my friends.